You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey everyone, Maya here, giving you some updates as usual before we get into the interview. We have quite a few event updates, but before we get into those, I wanted to share that Detroit-based artist and proud Stutter supporter Stevie Soul has just released his new video, Motormouth. This compelling short film tells Stevie's personal story of transforming a childhood stutter into a unique rhythmic language through the art of beatboxing, ultimately finding confidence and connection. You won't want to miss this video. You can check it out in our show notes. And you might have remembered we interviewed Stevie a while back. So be sure to check that out. As far as some events coming up, so keep saving the date for the October 9th gala in San Francisco. We also just have a new event on the calendar. We are hosting a happy hour in Sacramento, California on July 9th at 5 p.m. So if you're around that area, check out the show notes for more information. And last update is we are going to be shooting officially for our documentary in a couple weeks. So you might have seen some earlier previews of the documentary. Those were a lot of our development shoots, but this is our first shoot for the actual film. So thank you all out there who have supported the film. We wouldn't be doing this big milestone without you. So thank you so much, and on to the show. I'm Maya Chupkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to Proud Stutter. My name is Maya Chupkov, and I'm here with Louise Escher. Louise is a master's student, language teacher, violinist, and host of Did They Stutter podcast. Welcome, Louise, to Proud Stutter.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. We met a while back, and I actually was able to be on your podcast and connect you with someone who wrote a book about an actress who stutters. And yeah, I'm just such a big fan of your podcast, and I'm excited to talk about your journey and how it led you here to this moment.
Thanks. I'm a big fan of your podcast too, as you know, because you were my first guest on the podcast, and I really wanted you to be the first guest because you really encouraged me to start my podcast when I was listening to Proud Stutter. So yeah, it's really great to be here.
Yay, I'm so happy to have you. Can you talk about like what led you, because we were talking a little bit about before we were recording about how you're trying to be a little less covert. Can you talk about your journey and how it kind of led you to not be so afraid of stuttering?
In my stuttering journey, I think I'm starting to be at the point where I see my voice as a vessel of whatever thoughts I have, and only a vessel, kind of in the same sense that my body is the vessel of my soul, in a way. So I try to not put too much thoughts on how I sound these days, and more about what I want to say. But it's easier said than done, and I'm really at the beginning of the way. I started stuttering pretty late because I was during puberty, actually. And so I didn't have this early childhood experience of stuttering, and it came gradually. So very quickly, I was able, I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse, but I was able to use techniques to hide the fact that I was stuttering, because it didn't come from one day to the other, from being fluent to not being able to say one single word. So my stuttering was getting a bit more severe, but I was able to adapt along the way until at the end of high school, where it was really getting tough, and I kind of became more silent because I was scared to stutter. And in Switzerland, we have oral examinations at the end of high school, and in many subjects, so it's quite tough. We have an oral examination in the winter before the end of high school in philosophy, history, and one of our chosen options, which for me was international relations. And then at the end of the year, we have it in first language, second language, English, and math. So it's a lot of talking. And I was really, really struggling to just be okay with stuttering coming out. And yeah, at that time, I was not feeling great about stuttering. And then when I started university, I didn't really have a choice, because I was being covered the whole day in my mother tongue. But then I was living in a international dorm where we were speaking in English, and I was not fluent in English at all, in terms of fluency, because I could not hide. I couldn't use the techniques that I was using in German or French when I was speaking English, and I was tired from hiding the whole day. So that was kind of the confrontation that I had with my stutter. It's there. I can't just escape from it. Yeah. So from then on, I tried.
Wow.
Step after step to get more okay with it.
What were some of the steps you took to kind of to kind of let go of being covert?
My first step was trying to do more speech therapy exercises, but very quickly I realized it wasn't gonna help me, because I needed to change my mindset. And I think seeing that my friends didn't care really helped. I think I was really lucky with the friends that I had at the time, and who are still my friends now, because they really did not care at all about stuttering. I mean, not about, it's not that I didn't care about stuttering, but I didn't care if I stuttered or not. And they didn't cut me, they wouldn't make comments. And it was really helpful to just come to terms with the situation, that it wasn't something that would just go away, because that was kind of my thoughts during puberty and until my 20s, that, oh, it didn't come in my childhood, it might just be a teenage thing. It might go away again, especially since my dad stuttered and he doesn't anymore, or is very, maybe just very covert, but I had this thing in my head that it's something that can go away. And yeah, so just, I think, seeing that it wasn't the end of the world really helped. Being around people who didn't care. And then meeting people from the community, listening to your podcast, but also meeting people in real life or on the internet who are on the same journey at a different pace, at a different place, both. And that, yeah, I think that really helped.
And now you have your very own podcast, which is such an amazing accomplishment. And I'm so, like, I feel so honored to have been your first guest. And so can you talk about, how you got to the point to, you know, start your podcast? Because so often in podcasting, it's like you have this idea, but to actually take the step and actually do it and release your first episode and then your second and then keep going, like, what has that been like for you? And then I'd love if you could talk about your podcast as well.
Well, as you know, by the time I interviewed you, I thought I was gonna upload very soon, but it took almost 6 months until I put your episode online, because I was still quite scared of taking this step. So the idea behind it was, I saw a lot of things, positive things happening in the stuttering community, but I was slightly disappointed by the outcome of the STAMA, so that's the British Stammering Association. So they had a campaign to have more stuttering on TV, and everyone was very positive about it. It was on the BBC. You could see it in a lot of media, in the sense of interviews and all. But then I didn't see it being really shown in any new TV shows or movies. And I was a bit disappointed by that. And I had a conversation with a friend who's also been on the podcast about how the lack of stuttering representation could be one of the reasons why stuttering is so misunderstood in society. And yeah, I thought about what could I do, and I know that my podcast isn't listened to by many people, but I felt that was just the thing that I could do to maybe change a bit how stuttering is perceived. But yeah, I'm not disillusioned. I know it's not going to change much, but I still wanted to have kind of a safe space where my guests and I can discuss about movies or TV shows or books about stuttering, and where we can really analyze why it's a good representation or why it's not a good representation and what can be improved, stuff like that. So in case some producers listen to it one day, they can have some ideas of how this, at least some people in the stuttering community feel about that.
Yeah, no, I think that is such an important, like probably one of the most important conversations to be having, especially because so much of what society thinks is tied to culture and what they watch and what they listen to. So yeah, I think this is definitely going to be a great resource for people who are looking to, you know, if they want to include a stuttering character in their projects, like I think that's going to be a great resource to have out there. And I'm definitely going to be pointing people towards your podcast the more I'm getting more embedded in the film industry myself. Thank so you. Just know that I'll be your I'll be as helpful as I can. You already have several episodes. How many episodes do you have now?
I think 14, if I I tried to do it weekly for a while, and then the list of guests was drying up, so I took it a bit easier. I don't know how you managed to do it every week. I really admire you for that, because I just don't know enough people in the stuttering community maybe to have guests every week. But yeah, I think I have 14 episodes now.
Yeah, no, that's a really great amount. And I think for your conversations are you know, a little bit more specific than mine, because I'm just like stuttering, like whoever. So but yeah, I think being able to have, you know, that cadence of people who appear on your show it took me a long time to get at that. And I tried to do it weekly too, and then I switched to every other week. So totally get that it's a lot to balance. But hopefully people will be listening to this podcast and wanna reach out. So
I'm really not picky. Anyone who wants to discuss a movie or a book related to stuttering, you can just write to me. I let Maya put my email address in the show notes. But yeah, I think sometimes people are a bit scared to come on my podcast because they think it's very intellectual and they have to analyze it very academically, but it hasn't. It's not the point of the podcast. I sometimes have a more academic lens because I learn to analyze things in university. But the main point is, how do people in the community feel about this movie and books? So it's not about film theory or literature. It's really how does this representation make you feel, and why, and how would you like to be represented? That's more the goal.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah, and so what are some of the things you've discussed so far? Like, what are some of the the things you've mm-hmm. talked about?
So I try to have quite diverse episodes. It doesn't always work, but some of my favorite discussions were, well, with you, it was really interesting to talk about the podcast, your project, Rock of Hope, and but I also had a very interesting conversation recently about Bridgerton, how the TV show goes further away from scattering than the book even did. So the book is already a bit flawed in the representation of stuttering, but at least the inner turmoils of the character who stutters are shown. And in the TV show, they just completely glossed over that. So that was an interesting conversation. Another one was about an Italian movie that was very well received by the Italian stuttering community when it came out, but through today's lens, it's really bad representation. It's really psychoanalyzes stuttering, and not it's not shown as a neurological disorder, more like a psychological disorder. And yeah, with Connor Foran, who is a graphic designer and does a lot for the stuttering community in the UK, we talked about his work, how he incorporates stuttering in his designs. And for me, that was fascinating to learn about. He invented a new font that can represent the types of stuttering. So if there's a block, he will adjust the space to the length of the block of the person who is blocking, or the repetition, the space. It's not just like S, it's really the letter is intertwined with the previous one, stuff like that. I thought that was a very innovative way to represent stuttering visually. That was really interesting.
I love the font he created, and the magazine, Disfluent Magazine. I think it's such a great resource, and it actually is really inspiring me. So Connor, in case you're listening out there, because I'm thinking about how, and this is not really the time that I should be thinking about this yet, but for the documentary, I really want to get really creative with the closed captioning. Mm-hmm. And I think would love to see if I can partner with him on how to incorporate some of the inspiration around his font into closed captioning. Like, how cool would that be?
No, that would be great. Yeah. Because it's really a genius thing that he created, I think.
Yeah. Are there topics like movies, TVs, or books that you're like wanting to talk about more, or that you've seen recently? There's been like I feel like I'm always hearing about a new TV show that I hadn't heard about that has stuttering in it. So yeah, what's kind of been on your mind lately around that?
I mean, now it's a few months ago, but I went to see this French movie called Le Panache with a friend who also stutters, and we were just really blown away by it, because it's the best representation that we had seen, I think. Yeah, really the best. The actor actually has a stutter, and I had the opportunity to interview him as well, and he's still very young. He's 16 or 17, and to see the movie and also to watch the other interviews he did, how at this young age he has so much wisdom and is able to have such a healthy perspective on the place of stuttering in his life, I was really amazed. And I think he can be a huge inspiration for kids who stutter, but also for adults. So I really recommend this movie to people who speak French, because I'm not sure there's English subtitles yet, but it's a really nice movie. Yeah, so.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I hope we'll be able to see it here, and it'll get US subtitles, because yeah, we need more stories like that. How did you hear about the film?
I think the trailer just popped on my YouTube, because I always get the trailers for the new movie, and I live very close to the French border, so I think YouTube knows that I might go watch French movies. I just popped up randomly, and I immediately told this friend, we need to go see it when it comes out. And yeah, it's a beautiful movie. I really recommend it.
Okay. Well, even though it's in French, I'd still love to include the trailer in the show notes, because we might have actually a lot of people who speak French that are listening in. I think that would be great to show. And what are you like what is something that you're looking forward to when it comes to like stuttering and your podcast? Like, is there something that, you know, you're like, what would be your goal with like the podcast and things like that? I know you touched on it a little bit, but one of the things that I've really learned about podcasting is the more I talk about stuttering, the more I feel like it's less of a weight on me. So even though I'm doing the podcast mostly for people who are listening and the community, it's had such a profound impact on me as a person. So yeah, just wondering like how you've changed as a person since you started the podcast and what you're mm-hmm. hopeful for.
I think sometimes it feels like a good platform to just vent when there's a representation that I find really rubbish. And afterwards, I feel like I've released a lot of emotions that might be tied more to my perception of stuttering rather than the movie. So at times it can feel quite cathartic to talk about a movie that didn't really impress me. But I think I learn a lot talking with other people that there's so many different types of stuttering. There's so many different perceptions. Something that might feel like a good representation for me might be just an okay representation for someone else. I'm really waiting to see a good representation of covert stuttering. I think it's something that's really missing in the film industry. A character that is trying not to stutter. I don't know. I'm not a filmmaker, so I don't know how that they could portray that. But I think there needs to be a character that shows that the pain is not parallel to the fluency or the perceived fluency, that you can have a lot of internal turmoil even though you present as fluent. So that's something I'm waiting to see. And in terms of exciting things, I'm just hoping that people listen to my podcast, that they like it, that they want to discuss about it, that they contact me to discuss about representation of stuttering. Because, I think it's a very important subject. Today's world learns about social issues through media, mostly, and that's why good representation is so important. Yeah, so I'm just hoping that people talk about it and don't feel it's a taboo. Don't feel it's a bad word, stuttering. That they just feel that it's a way of speaking. Like I said at the beginning, just the voice is just a vessel for what we're going to say. It's not the whole message.
I love that framing so much. I might use that. I'll attribute it to you, but I think that's a beautiful way of looking at it. And I think, because when you had talked about covert stuttering representation, it made me think of some of the documentary or some of the film projects I'm actually, how do I say it? I guess, I'm kind of helping or involved, I guess, in some of these projects. Because I'm starting to build a database of filmmakers who stutter from around the world. And that has made me connect with a lot of filmmakers. And there's several of them who are actually working on projects right now that touch on covert stuttering, both narrative and documentary. So it might be a few years until we actually see that the movies, but know that they're out there. They're going to be out there in the world soon, hopefully, and we'll be able to, to have that to reference. Yeah.
I saw that the comedian Aidan Green is bringing something out soon. It's in works. A short movie called Stutterbug, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm really looking forward to that because I think his comedy is brilliant and... I really look forward to see how he shows stuttering on the screen.
Yeah. And one other film I want to shout out that's being worked on, and I interviewed the director a few weeks ago now. It's called Arctic Blue, and he's a covert stutter, and he basically is talking about his stutter through wildlife. So he's a wildlife photographer, and so he talks about his stutter through the lens of like the Arctic winter and like the animals.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So I am so excited for that. I mean, he's still deep in, like, it's still going to take some time to finish it for him. But yeah, that's going to be an exciting project for sure. And I've heard about Stutterbug, and I'll make sure to include that in the show notes. But yeah, it's going to be exciting, hopefully, to continue to build a list of good representation. Mm-hmm. more celebrating, less complaining about bad representation. well, Louise, thank you so much for being on the show. I can't wait for more people to listen and learn about your podcast. It's really such a great space. If you want to talk about a film or a show or a book or anything in the media, you know how to find Louise. I'll include her email in the show notes.
Thank you so much for having me, Maya. It's really an honor, and I'm really happy that we connected almost a year ago and that we can talk about stuttering and follow your project a bit more closely. And yeah, I'm really grateful that I could come here today and talk about my podcast and a bit about my stuttering journey. So thank you again.
And that's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Deniz, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.